Ilm, knowledge. The beauty of knowledge is amal, is practice. And the beauty, the husn of amal, of practice, of action, is ikhlas, sincerity. And the beauty of ikhlas, sincerity, is niyyah, intention. And the beauty of niyyah, intention, is the qalb, the heart. And the beauty of the qalb, the heart, is dhikrullah, the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah. So everything hinges on this point. The heart, our hearts. In reality, the center point is the heart for everything. If the heart is clean and pure and correct, then the person succeeds. If the heart is good, then niyyah, intention, will be good. If the intention is good, then ikhlas will be good, sincerity will be good. And if your sincerity is good, then your amal, your actions, your deeds will be good. And if your amal, your actions and deeds are good, then everything else will be good. Your ilm will be good. So everything hinges on and relies on the heart. If the heart is dirty, impure, then the individual doesn't attain anything. The heart is such a thing that it is something that can get dirty or be purified. The Quran and the Ahadith explain this clearly, that nobody can be saved from the potential darkening of the heart. The darkening of the heart. Because within the heart is within our body, and it's an internal organ, and all of the impurity gathers within the heart. We can't see this. And there is also nothing more beautiful and nice than the heart, and there's nothing more impure and dark than the heart. According to the hadith of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a person commits a sin, remember, the impurity of the heart are the sins. Just like you have the impurities of the body, dust and dirt, soil and things that make our clothes dirty. In the same way, the spoiling of the heart, the darkening of the heart, the dirtying of the heart is not due to dust and soil, is due to the sins. And we all commit sins, and something or other will go into the heart. Then it's stated in the hadith that when a person does one sin, then it goes and becomes a speck of dust on the heart. It's a blot, the blot of dust, the sin. It sticks to the heart. It adheres to the heart. Then he commits a sin again, then that sin attaches to the heart. Then the individual commits a sin, and that speck, that dot, comes again, or it increases to this extent that eventually the heart becomes dark like coal, and all of the capacity and the nur and the light of the heart gets wasted. So the main thing is the heart. If the heart becomes black and dark, then it becomes like waste and useless. Useless. It's like summun bukmun umyun. Allah Ta'ala says deaf, dumb and blind. Doesn't have the capacity to understand. It doesn't have the capacity to see or to speak the right thing for the individual. So totally the heart becomes like waste, useless, like dust, like the dark piece of coal, burnt. And when the heart is spoilt, when the heart is spoilt and is impure and becomes dark, then Allah Ta'ala says, "Innahu," that the reality is that all of the deeds are based on intention. All actions are based on intention. If our intention is not correct, then our deeds become spoilt. So if the heart is not correct, then our deeds cannot be correct. So when the heart is corrected, then our niyyah will become correct, our intention will become correct, and our deeds will become correct. So if our intention is spoilt, like for example, you want to do something, to practice a deed, an action, then the next step of ikhlas, that we say we are doing an action for the sake of Allah, then that action is not done for Allah's sake. Yes, so the heart is spoiled, it spoils the niyyah. This then spoils the sincerity in the action, the ikhlas, and then a person does deeds for showing off or pride or for name. Yes, he may get clamor and fame in the world, but in the hereafter he will get nothing. The worst, dirtiest thing is riya. A person is doing amal and he's got riya, he's got show, he wants to show off. We're reading Quran, we want people to see we're reading Quran. We're praying salah and somebody's watching, we're praying salah, or somebody will praise us. Praise us. We have the niyyah that, oh, I'm doing this action for another person. So you have to strive and struggle, because our efforts will be wasted in the hereafter if we have riya in our deeds and actions. So when a person, he doesn't have ikhlas, sincerity, then there's no power and energy in his deeds, in his amal. And how would we present those deeds to Allah? These are those amal, deeds, worship according to the hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw those deeds back in the face of the individual who practiced them. So, if ikhlas ends, then what is the point of that knowledge? That is a waste, it is useless. There's no status. There's so high grade a rank Allah Ta'ala has given to a person who has a ilm, knowledge. The alim, the scholar, is the deputy of the Nabi. They are the inheritors of the Nabis, of the Prophets. The more a person has ikhlas, all the rules you get, marifa, las qurba, las nirnis, and marifa, a person loses out because he doesn't have ikhlas, doesn't have the amal, doesn't have the niyyah, the correct intention. So all of the dirt has come from where? The impurities come out from the heart that is spoilt. So brothers, we see now that all of our basis and foundation from here to the hereafter to get to Allah's nearness is based and hinges on one thing, and that is the heart. The heart. The person who makes his heart, improves his heart, cleans his heart, alhamdulillah, he, she will be successful. And they have reached their objective and destination. So now we have to see the cleaning of the heart, tazkiyah, purification. How do we wash the heart? How do we make our heart sparkle and gleam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us, as mentioned in the hadith, قُلُّ شَيْءٍ سَكِينَةَ سَكِينَةُ الْقَلْبِ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that everything, Allah ta'ala has given us such a preparation in this world, such a utility that nothing will stay dirty. Allah has made water to clean ourselves physically. Allah Ta'ala allows us to clean and get purified through water. Nothing, no dirt comes on the body. We wash our clothes and other things we have in the wilderness. Allah Ta'ala gives, the fire is extinguished with water. Sometimes the animals, they roll around on the dirt and then they wash in the water and they bathe and get purified. Everything Allah Ta'ala has given a cleaning agent. There's nothing in the world. And this is Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves the clean and pure things and beautiful things. So Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the worldwide to be clean with water. So if Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the whole world, and so if the true thing within our bodies, the asal, the genuine organ, which is the heart, needs to be clean, then has Allah not prepared a cleaning agent? Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Kullu shayin sakinatan and sakinata bil qalb bi dhikrillah." The walis of Allah, the pious people, our pious predecessors grabbed hold of this solution, that this is the root to success. That everything has a cleaning agent is mentioned in the hadith, and the cleanliness of the heart is through the action of dhikr of Allah, to recite, to remember Allah, to recite His names, to praise Him. So all of our pious predecessors who have passed away, whose names we hear and we know and we see, yes, their names are alive until now, the friends, the walis of Allah. And their maqam, their height and rank, status they attained of ma'rifah, the nearness of Allah, was due to what? Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah's remembrance. They worked hard and performed the dhikr of Allah. They strived in their life. Not 10 tasbih, 10 beads, 5 beads. How will we wash the heart with that? Because we're always committing the sins with the eyes, with the hands, with the body. And we have to, in parallel along the way, during the day, clean these sins. As a Shaykh Rahmatullah said, that dhikr of Allah, unique definition, he said, this is daimi, this is permanent, forever. Not that you've done dhikr today, leave it tomorrow, done it for a few minutes, then leave it. No, until we don't get to the qabr, the grave, and see death, until that time we need to keep dhikr in its momentum, it progressing, continuing, continually. Now we have to understand the importance that all of our deeds, the root cause of success for all our deeds, and will be due to the dhikr of Allah. Due to the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, beautiful, great verse. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the 9 maqams. Innal mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat wal qanitina wal qanitat wal sabirina wal sabirat wal musaddiqina wal musaddiqat. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the men, the believing men, believing women, the mu'min men, the mu'min women, the men with patience, the women with patience, the men who spend in Allah's way, the women who spend in Allah's way, the people who give sadaqah, men and women. Then the people who have bandagi or servanthood, the men and women with servanthood. All of these definitions, Allah Ta'ala has defined them, mentioned them. All of the qualities within a person, Allah has mentioned. In the end, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا لَهَا كَثِيرًا. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala mentions that those who do the dhikr of Allah with abundance, the men and women, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمًا. For those, remember Allah Ta'ala says, مَغْفِرَة and أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, forgiveness and the highest reward. So the Mufassirin, the commentators, have mentioned all the qualities to be a mu'min, a sabir, one who spends in the way of Allah. All of the safat, the qualities, attributes of a person who spends in the way of Allah, who fasts for Allah, who protects his private parts, men and women who have shame. These maqams, all of these rewards will be attained through what? In the end, Allah Ta'ala says, ذِكْرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those who do dhikr, kathir, and how do you get this maqam? Through the practice of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So, this is it. Dhikr, my friends, is not becoming a peer or a murid, a sheikh or a student. It's not about kashf or inspiration or dreams. This is jamiyatul qalb, to perfect the heart. That if the heart does not have totality of cleanliness, purification, light, then dhikr, you can consider it as it has not fulfilled its role. Person who does dhikr, he should not be satisfied unless his niyyah is correct, unless his ikhlas, his sincerity is correct, and unless his deeds are correct. If they're not according to sunnah and shara, then he should consider that everything's a waste. His actions have still not reached the positive conclusion. He should do more dhikr. Work harder on the dhikr. Remember Allah more with kathir and kathira, abundance, as well as is in the Quran. Kathir and kathira, about dhikr. Remember me in abundance, continually. So this is a very important and great action in life. And for us, we need to correct ourselves, align ourselves. Akhirah will come, maut will come. We are going to depart from this world, my friends. So if our intention is not correct, if our sincerity is not correct within us, if our deeds, amal, are wrong, if the heart is not clean, until and unless the heart is clean, then the salah and other deeds will have no energy, power in front of Allah. So let's do dua to Allah. Let's pray to Allah. Allah gives us the cleanliness of our hearts, to purify our hearts, and the tool Allah has given, dhikr Allah, the cleaning agent, the wiping agent. Let's work out on this. Take the company of a wali of Allah. Sit with the wali of Allah. Learn dhikr from the wali of Allah, from the teacher. And then look at your inner self, your wujud, your body, your niyyah, your intention. We should develop our niyyah, intention. We should develop our ikhlas, sincerity. We should develop our deeds. And all the maqamats, we should go above in them and progress through them. Allah Ta'ala give us all of these things. Everything in the world is attained through effort. Without effort, we cannot attain anything. Look at this. This is a simple rule. You cannot earn bread without making effort. For bread, you have to plow the field, put the seeds in the soil, then water the seed, then look after the fields, look after the seeds, look after the plants, save them from the insects. Then the plant, it buds and it grows. Then you have to harvest it. Then you have to cut it, then you have to wash it, then after that you have to take it to the grinder, the corn grinder, then you grind the corn, then you bring it home, then you have to mix it with the water and make the dough, and then after making the dough you have to set the fire and then put the tawa, you know, the metal plate on there, and then you lay the dough flat onto the tawa, make the chapati, the bread, and then it fills in, goes into our stomach. Look how much struggle, strife. Fine, we go and buy it from the shop, but this is the phases. These are the phases, the route through which the food comes to our stomach. So to get Allah Ta'ala's nearness, is it easy? SubhanAllah. Do you think to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness is easy? There's no struggling for this. There's no working hard to attain Allah's nearness. The difference is that when we grow the corn and there's difficulty and pain and a person gets tired, and then he gets the corn after the year and harvests it and he thinks, yeah, my stomach's full, that's it. And even then, a person eats and the food's digested, then he goes to the toilet to pass the stool, and that's it. What we worked so hard for is gone. Come out of the body. But to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness, there's no difficulty, pain, there's enjoyment. Remember this. Remember this. That Allah and Allah's Rasul, when a person, when he pleases Allah and his Rasul, he does zikr, tasbih, and he goes to the khanqah and picks up the shoes of the wali of Allah, and he makes effort and he runs around, serves the wali of Allah, his teacher, and without, this is all striving and struggling, this path, isn't it? Without struggling, striving, there's no result. So we need to have courage. And what is the reward? Wa'adallaha, Allah Ta'ala says, maghfiratun wa ajrun azim. Allah says, I've prepared for you. Maghfira. Allahu Akbar. Maghfira. Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared for you the luggage of forgiveness. وَعَجُرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And after that there's Ajrun Adeem. Allah Ta'ala says not Ajr, but Ajrun Adeem. Allah Ta'ala is Adeem. And what will be the Ajr Adeem that Allah Ta'ala will give to insan? So it's a little bit of effort and struggle we have to make, my friends. Let's make intention that at least the gatherings of dhikr, Allah Ta'ala has given us these dhikr majalis. They are great ni'mah from Allah. Great reward from Allah. Don't waste them. Don't waste them by telling you I don't get any benefit, and by me coming you don't get any benefit. This is all important. We have to understand the points. Allah Ta'ala Himself has arranged this. Allah Ta'ala has prepared this majlis. Don't consider dhikr as insignificant. Don't think the gathering of dhikr is insignificant. Allah is Kareem. Allah records everything. The more a person sacrifices, makes effort, works hard, the more he gives to Allah for this path, the more Allah Ta'ala will give him ajrun azeem. In life, we work, we drive taxis, run our shops, businesses, transactions. But in the evening, a person's free, he's tired. And this is the test of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, let me see that who is there after this, that I gave him rizq, wealth, and I gave him his bread. And he just came back and didn't remember after that. He was just worried about his stomach. Now Allah says, I want him to earn for the hereafter. So will Allah Ta'ala not account a normal person in the world if you give him a favor and he then wants to repay your favor? Allah Ta'ala says, I love you. Muhsineen, inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah says, you are the muhsineen who make effort, work hard, their eyes are closing, their bodies are tired, they've come back from their shops, their business, their work, and they say, oh, there's dhikr here now, let's go and sit in dhikr. And they're fair from Allah, they want to sit in dhikr, so their bodies are corrected, their hearts are corrected. So the person who comes with this struggling and striving, of course, obviously is better than that person who's sitting at home, who's not doing anything, he's not making effort, and he comes home from work, eats, drinks, and he could go to dhikr as well, but he doesn't. So there's a difference. Both are totally, you can say, worlds apart. So the person who makes effort and works hard in the path of Allah, remembers Allah, and the more further away a person comes from with difficulty, and I've seen many women, I've heard about them, mashallah, they said that when your dhikr majlis is taking place, that we make less food that day, we drink and eat less that day, we quickly finish off our work in the house, and women, mashallah, they're very busy putting the kids to sleep, preparing them, making food for them. They say for dhikr, we do everything on time before the majlis starts. So as soon as your dhikr starts, we do wudu and sit down. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala likes these things. Allah Ta'ala appreciates these things. So do shukr and work hard, and then come with the tiredness and come with the exhaustion and fatigue. Fine. But do shukr to Allah in this world and the hereafter that Allah Ta'ala has given us this action. Wala dhikru Allahi Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is great. It is the greatest action. And Allah Ta'ala's dhikr gathering is the greatest. And Allah Ta'ala Kareem is great. And the walis of Allah are great as well. So sit with the walis of Allah. Sit in their gathering in the majlis. This will give us big benefit in the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. All brothers make niyyah. Just like the time has changed now. So definitely come to the dhikr gathering on Thursday night. At least Thursday night. Make this permanent in your schedule. Because this is the night of the peers and the fakirs and the people who are close to Allah. So make a pact to promise Allah. We are definitely going to reach to the majlis. If once in the week we clean ourselves, that's a lot. So when you get the message, when you hear, when you know that the majlis is taking place, come for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, or come to the end of the gathering in the durood recitation or in the dua, get included and your name will be written in the list of those who did dhikr. And in the between, if ghaflat comes, laziness comes, objections come, obstructions come, and sleepiness comes, don't worry about that. Rather be happy that subhanallah, Allah will give me more reward than this in this condition that I come in this way. I couldn't get have a bath, I couldn't change my clothes, I just came from work straight. Don't worry about that. Allah Ta'ala's angels will write your name. They will write your name. Imagine that they'll say that this person came on this day to this gathering, and the person who came tired, exhausted, without cleaning and washing, bathing, he will be highest in the list of reward. And they'll say, Allah, this man, he came like this to your gathering. This person came like this to your gathering. Allah will be happy that my servant has got fikr and worry for his akhirah, and he loves me so much. So inshallah, make niyyah, make intention. Inshallah, Allah willing, that with the dhikr of Allah, we will have love. Recite Durood Sharif.